This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a heat advisory in New Orleans today. Heat index is up to 106, and that is for southeast Louisiana, too, and southern Mississippi as well. There are boil water alerts or no water at all for 750,000 people in the region. And oh, by the way, no electricity for at least that many and none coming for weeks, the power company says. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that story for us today.
When Norma Jean Matei and her husband decided to stay put in their house in New Orleans for Hurricane Ida, they were prepared for the power to go out for a little while.
We knew going in that we were going to have some uncomfortable nights, but what we didn't expect is to have a major transmission line go down.
Matei is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of New Orleans, and she says having transmission lines go down, the ones that carry power from a long way away, and not just local power lines,
that is a significant difference.
Because now, instead of a few uncomfortable days, people in and around New Orleans are facing the prospect of weeks without lights or internet, without refrigeration.
It affects everything.
Douglas Harris is a professor of economics at Tulane University.
Next to water, I would say the air conditioning is probably the biggest issue because it's just brutally hot now. It's back in the 90s and with humid temperatures, and it's just, it's not really livable.
People with money can cope, Harris says, by evacuating, going to a hotel, buying a generator. But
people with lower incomes don't have the money to do that, and that's why a lot of people don't evacuate.
The top priority right now has to be getting at least some power back up and running, says former FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
Hospitals can only sustain for a limited number of days. And as the power remains off, you're going to have to start evacuating patients inside hospitals to other locations.
Which is especially tough right now. Many hospitals in Louisiana and nearby states are full with COVID patients.
The longer the power off, the more of a threat to a person's life safety there is, no doubt about it.
And the higher the cost of recovery will be, he says, for affected communities. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.